And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Got another brand new one here for you. Just came in. I was sort of surprised by the cover. I thought I was going to get some sort of singer-songwriter, cowboy kind of CD. Just from the artwork, but it's all traditional English ballads. Who knew? Her name's Lindsay Straw. She's up there in the state of Maine. It's called The Fairest Flower of Womankind. And you might want to hide the kids in the other room for this one. It's called The Crafty Maid's Policy, Fingal's Cave, and Sheepskins and Beeswax on Out of the Woods.
Come listen a while and I'll sing you a song of three merry gentlemen riding along. They met a fair maid and to her did say, we're afraid this cold morning will do you some harm. Oh no, kind sirs, I'm afraid you're mistaken to think this cold morning will do me some harm. But there's one thing I crave which lies twixt your legs, and if you give me that, it will keep me warm. Well, since you do crave it, my dear, you shall have it, if you'll come with me to yonder green tree. And since you do crave it, my dear, you shall have it, and I'll make these two gentlemen a witness to me. So the gentleman alighted, straightway she mounted, and looking the gentleman hard in the face, saying, you knew not my meaning, you wrong understood me. And away she went galloping down the long lane. Gentlemen, lend me one of your horses, that I may ride after her down the long lane. And if I overtake her, I warrant I'll make her return unto me my own horse again. But when this fair maid, she saw him a-coming, she instantly then took a pistol in hand, saying, doubt not my skill, or that you I would kill. Well, I'd have you stand back, or you are a dead man. Oh, why do you spend your time here in talking? Oh, why do you spend your time here in vain? Come give her a guinea, it's what she deserves. I warrant she'll give you your horse back again. Kind sirs, you're vastly mistaken. If it is his loss, well, it is my gain. And you were a witness that he gave it to me. And away she went galloping over the plain. Thank you.
we be married, Molly? When will we wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? You have your eye on Jimmy, long Jimmy Lee. You have your eye on Jimmy, yeah, the fine man he. You have your eye on Jimmy, but you better let him be. Cause when you go, Molly, oh, you'll be gone with me. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? You have your eye on Johnny, then Johnny Fee. You have your eye on Johnny and the fine man he. You have your eye on Johnny, but you better let him be. Cause when you go, Molly, oh, you'll be gone with me. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? I made a black bow for your pretty head. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? Made a black bow for your bonny head. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed?
To say, I was brought up in this pit community. My father was a ripper, sipping coal dust every day. I know all about the miners' unity. I can hear him telling both of us, me brother Tom and me, don't do as your dad did, stay away from muck and grease. Be a chauffeur, chef or carpenter or concert secretary. Well, I always thought I'd like to join police. I always thought I'd like to join police. So I joined the force in 78, and all me family thought that I'd landed on me size 11 feet. The cut above, me mother said, and with her help I bought a little bungalow at the back of Battle Street. I knew all the local villains, and at times I'd roust them out. I represented village at the Grease. Neither me nor any miner knew what Thatcher was about. They were Collier lads, and I was in police. They were Collier lads, and I was in police. We should have seen it coming now. In retrospect I see, everybody thought it wouldn't last a week. Who could ever have imagined life without a colliery? They put fire in Britain's belly, so to speak. All me friends and family, they all worked at the pit when MacGregor tried to bring them to their knees. Well, we had some argy-bargy, me and the pickets, just a bit. They were union men and I was in police. They were union men and I was in police. And they bust us up to Orgreave in the June of 84, and they stationed me at Junction 33. We were funneling the pickets through a bobby corridor till we had them where we wanted them to be. Then they marched us in a column, and they formed us into lines. And me, I never doubted we were there to keep the peace. But with dogs and horses, button shields, and armoured to the nines, that was never why I thought I'd join the police. That was never why I thought I'd join the police. And then they set the horses off and loosed the dogs of war, and the riot squad were beaten on the shields. It was like another Zulu war or charge at Agincourt as they ran amok across the hilly fields. Well, I had to pull a giant of a medlock off a lad. His eyes were big and bulgy, his face a deep cerise. He was truncheoning and battering as if he'd just gone mad. That was never, ever why I joined police. That was never, ever why I joined police. Ordinary copper, as I always like to say, and that was never, ever why I joined police.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lottie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. You left her by the roadside, well, you begged to be excused. You left her by the roadside, then you hid her clothes and shoes. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lottie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. You took her on the hillside for to make your wife. You took her on the hillside, and there you took her life. You dug the grave 4 feet long and dug it 3 foot deep. You rolled the cold clay over her and tromped it with your feet. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lottie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Trouble, oh, it's trouble, a-rolling through my breast. As long as I'm a-living, boys, they ain't gonna let me rest. I know they're gonna hang me, tomorrow I'll be dead. Though I never even harmed a hair on poor little Laurie's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Laurie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. World and one more, then reckon where I'll be. If it wasn't for Sheriff Grayson, I'd be in Tennessee. You can take down my old fiddle and play it all you please. For this time tomorrow, boys, it'll be no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lottie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. This time tomorrow, where you think I'll be? Down yonder in the holler, hanging on a white oak tree. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lottie Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed poor Lottie Foster, and you know you're bound to die.
Thank you.
Levine there, some great Celtic flute stuff, and Patsy Hanley's Into the Boys of Ballysadare and the Crosses of Annagh. CD's called Lonesome City, and I'm not sure exactly where you can track that down, but Google Avery Levine, A-V-E-R-Y, Levine. He sent that recently. Hugh Morrison, also brand new stuff there from a CD called Prison Ballads. We heard his version of Tom Dooley. We had the Pittman Poets in there, also brand new from the CD More Black Diamonds. They are Billy Mitchell, Bob Fox, and Jez Lowe. And one called Ordinary Copper. Great stuff. Going back a ways to, I think, 1988, thereabout, the Waterboys and Fisherman's Blues, the album, and we heard When Will We Be Married? And at the top of the set, great stuff from Lindsay Straw from her new CD, The Fairest Flower of Womankind, and The Crafty Maid's Policy, Fingal's Cave, and Sheepskins and Beeswax. Yeah. All right, well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods. We've been a little traditional in the last set. We're going to kind of go in the other direction a bit here, I guess. Tim O'Brien has a new one out. It's called Where the River Meets the Road. And here's My Old Brown Coat and Me on Out of the Woods.
Oh, the moon is out, the stars are bright, the larks are singing free. Come listen while I sing about my old brown coat and me. I lived upon my father's farm till I was 21. I took a farming on my own and a man's life begun. I fell in love with Mary Braid, her father owned a store. There never was a girl beloved so tenderly before. But Mary Braid was very proud and haughty as could be. She oftentimes said she'd never wed my old brown coat and me. I did not stop to plead my case, pleading was in vain. Mary Braid never saw her face again. Now there's 40 summers over my head, there's riches in my store. My children play out on the green, my wife stands in the door. And I've land enough, I've money enough, I've houses tall and high. There's not a squire in all the land can wear such clothes as I. Proud, she was haughty as could be. She was wedded to a lawyer's son, his name was Joe Tyler. wore a coat all shiny black. He looked so very grand. And Mary fancied he would make a noble and true man. Now Mary's husband, he became a pirate on the sea. She oft-times said she'd wish she'd wed my old brown coat and me. Cause to choose a light that bends a knee, and then count the fate of Mary Braid, my old brown coat and me. Remember that an old brown coat, though not so very grand, can cover up as warm a heart as any in the land.
Follow away, follow away, blue. Now there's pushing and pulling, going back and forth. Wonder if I should get involved in it anymore. Wonder if maybe I just haven't got the time, or if I just keep on trying. And I don't mind all the silence that's been left here in my life. It's the space between the lines. Yeah, it's come to ease my mind. It's the embrace I seek to find. It's like when the door is opened by a summer breeze. Yeah, it's just like, baby, please come in and bring to me more of your love. Baby, please come in and bring to me more of your love and your beautiful presence, your beautiful presence. You're beautiful, you're wonderful. You're a miracle to me. Station, I've been waiting, I'm waiting, yes I'm waiting, waiting for that train to my destination, and I don't want to be late,
don't be late.
I won't be late.
Don't be late,
I won't be late,
so don't be late.
I heard those words that you said to me over and over again. It's like a melody, it's like a symphony, it's like when the door is opened by a summer breeze. Yeah, it's just like, baby, please come in and bring to me more of your love. Baby, please won't you just come on in and bring to me more of your love and your beautiful presence. Your beautiful presence. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're magical, you're a miracle to me. It's a space between the lines, yeah, it's come to ease my mind. It's the embrace I seek to find. It's like when the door is opened by a summer breeze. Yeah, it's just like, baby, please come in and bring to me more of your love. Baby, please won't you just come on in and bring to me more of your love.
Follow you again. No matter where you take me, it's someplace that I ain't been. And I'll go to hell believing true love, you're still my friend. From the start to the finish, and until the bitter end, I live my life believing true love, you're still my friend. When the whole damn thing is over and we reach our journey's end, I'll leave this world believing in true love, you're still my friend. The road was always rocky, trouble waiting around every bend. I'll go to hell believing in true love, you're still my friend. You taught me how to twist and turn and bend before I break, and fake it till I make it, all for true love's sake. You're worth all the heartaches, and I'd do it all again. I'll leave this world believing in true love, you're still my friend. When the whole damn thing is over, never to be again, I'll go to hell believing true love, you're still my friend. I can't escape this prison, the cell I'm living in, where memories guard the inmates, and true love, you're still my friend.
Willie Nelson, yeah, brand new one called God's Problem Child and True Love. Got to take a quick break. We'll tell you what else you just heard in just a moment. We'll be right back.